I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bill O'Brien was on Good Morning Football yesterday and was asked about a number of topics, including J.J. Watt.
Not at all, Kay. I think, you know, look, when I see him every day, he's in here early, stays late. He's doing a lot of great things, you know, both on and off the field relative to being able to be back and ready to go. Obviously, we're not going to rush any of our injured guys. Those guys are right on schedule. JJ's doing a great job with his rehab. I see him every single day. And, you know, I've said this time and time again, this is a guy that's one of the best players to ever play the game. And I would never bet against JJ Watt. He's going to be back. He's going to be at full strength, and he's going to help us win a lot of games.
What's with the music bed? Is it
because they're playing highlights?
Okay,
because yeah, it's a TV show.
Because coach is not that interesting.
No, they got to spruce it up a little bit.
I'm
glad you asked that question because there's probably listeners going, "Why is there music?" It's audio off of a TV show.
Gotcha.
So when they show highlights, you like to have that musical bed underneath.
Okay.
It.
All right. Yeah. I gotcha.
I'm not going to tell the Hollywood people how to do their TV shows.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. His is the most anticipated comeback in the NFL in 2018. Odell Beckham Jr. probably not that far behind.
Deshaun Watson not that far behind.
Not that far behind as well. Aaron Rodgers probably not. He's on that short list as well. But yeah, I think arguably his is the most anticipated return of 2018.
Because of the multiple injuries, I think. Because I think locally.
Three-time defensive player of the year.
I think locally a lot of people still are waiting to watch him play with Jadeveon Clowney for an extended period of time. Yeah. We haven't gotten that yet.
Here's the thing with Coach saying what he's saying. He doesn't know. I mean, he's hoping, beyond hope, that J.J. Watt's going to come back and be the player that he was before and that there won't be any problems. But Coach doesn't really, really know. None of us know. Hell, right. J.J. Watt doesn't know.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those deals where you just got to go out there and see what happens, you know, because there's no way to anticipate what he's going to be like coming off major back surgery from 2 years ago and then what he did to his knee last year and think that he's going to be the same player he was. I hope so. I mean, and he's kind of right. You know, you bet against J.J. Watt, do it at your own peril. But, man, those are serious, serious injuries. You know, and he's, what, 29 years old? You know, I mean, he's still kind of in his prime, but still very difficult to kind of predict what he's going to be coming off those two major injuries.
I think Watt, Beckham, and Andrew Luck are the three most anticipated comebacks in 2018. I'll give Deshaun an honorable mention since we only saw such a short body of work for him. But
yeah.
Very much anticipated as
so
well.
Here's my hot J.J. Watt take. And the Andrew Luck's a good name. I hadn't thought about that one only because I won't believe that he still can actually throw a football until I see him do it.
Forget David Johnson now.
David Johnson's another good one. I think those Pro Football Focus had an article where they had their top five comeback player of the year candidates. And Watt was one and Watson was two. And then it was Johnson, Beckham, and Rodgers were the top five. And I read the article, and I'll say this. If J.J. – I don't care what the other four guys on that list do. They could be pro bowlers. They could be all pro. If J.J. Watt just is walking at the end of 17 weeks, he's winning that award. He doesn't need to be a defensive player of the year. I don't even know if he needs to be a pro bowler. Like, if J.J. Watt is just walking at the end of 2017, that will be the next chapter of the J.J. Watt saga that gets handed to him by the Walter Payton Award last year was awesome, and it was well-deserved. And this will be well-deserved. Like, this dude has had more trauma inflicted on his body in 2 years than most people have for a lifetime.
It's amazing, isn't it, Sean, Rich, that we were talking about how durable he was right up until 2 years ago.
Until he wasn't.
I mean, it was like this guy never, I couldn't believe what, part of what I was always in awe of J.J. Watt was he never got hurt. I mean, and he got double teamed, and he got triple teamed, and he never came off the field. And they had him playing offense and besides defense, and the guy never got hurt. And then, boom, the last 2 years. That's football's a cruel game. It's a cruel game, man.
And the one question that will, I think, forever go unanswered. Look, we all know, and he's admitted to overtraining, that he worked too hard. But the question is
not the Brian Cushing kind
but
of
maybe, but the question is he a three-time defensive player of the year over the first 5 years of his career had he not pushed himself that hard? How much of that extreme pushing of himself physically had to do with what he achieved? You know, so there's a balance there, and you just don't know. Well, I mean, he's blamed it for some of the problems he's had, but you may also have to give it credit for some of the achievements he's been able to attain.
I think that's fair. We'll never know because there's no way to quantify that. I think the more interesting thing would be if you asked JJ the question, do you regret any of the training that you did, the overtraining that you did those first 5 years? If that training was the reason you got those Defensive Player of the Year awards, but was also a big reason why you were injured for 2 years,
would you do it again?
Asking him right now, before 2018 starts, like, is there anything you would change about the first 7 years of your career relative to your regimen? That would be an interesting answer to me.
Yeah, I think the way he trained is what gave him his edge. Here's a big part of what makes guys great is just their confidence and their feeling that they did everything they could do to put themselves in the best position to try and go out there and have, you know, success. And so a lot of it's, look, I was, a lot of people said I overtrained. You know what? It served me well. I mean, you know, I tore biceps. Is that overtraining? No, it just happens. It happens. So there's a little bit, you have to train smarter, not necessarily harder, but smarter. And J.J. Watt is probably training smarter than he's ever been, just as hard, just smarter now.
I think that's what makes the answer so interesting is because it's not like he's still training the same way that he was. He's changed the way that he's trained. So if you could do it over again, would you train this way now from the get-go?
Let's think about the first four games that he was played in last year, first five games?
Four and change,
Four and change. Do you remember J.J. Watt having, like, in those 4.5 games, like, great games?
Not great games, but he made the first two tackles for loss in the New England game. Like, there were little I know there were no sacks, but there were little flashes of J.J. Watt in there, and he was attracting he's getting a lot of double and triple teams.
I'm just saying,
but
I saw in those four games, Sean, I saw a J.J. Watt that looked more human than he'd ever looked.
Yeah,
And he changed the way he trained the year before last season because of his back. So he had to change. And so you wonder if J.J. said, I know I had to change because of what happened to my back, you know, in 2016. So going into the 2017 season, you're not training the same way. I didn't see necessarily the same J.J. Watt in those four games that I had seen, you know, in the first 5 years of his career.
And, I mean, one of the possibilities among many is that the toll that work and those injuries took on him has inflicted a level of damage that is not going to allow him to approach what he once was.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's training or if it's just, you know, playing football, right? I mean, I don't know if it's – you can blame the training, or you can say, you know what, it's just football.
Yeah.
I mean,
Guys
get hurt.
Right.
Yeah, as much as it is just training. It's hard to just say it was the training. I mean, these guys, you know, playing – it's not a safe sport out there, guys.
Are you anxious to see how Rack uses him? Is it in the cards that he could be used differently than he's been used before these injuries?
I think you have to kind of have a pitch count with him. I think you have to kind of look at J.J. Watt in maybe a different mode. I mean, you can't have him out there for 85-90% of the snaps.
Right, and isn't Clowney a different player than the last time J.J. was completely healthy? I mean, a lot's happened in Clowney's career.
Maybe you have to just kind of let Clowney get the lion's share of the snaps. You know, I think you just have to be maybe pick your spots with J.J., not put him out there for 90% of the snaps like you did before. You know, maybe he only plays 70 or 80%, which is still a hell of a lot of snaps.
It is. What I was more kind of alluding to was the way that he gets deployed. We knew before he had carte blanche to do whatever the hell he wanted to do because of who he was. Is he going to be more of a traditional 3-4 defensive end, I guess, is my
closer to it. Maybe. To protect J.J. Watt, you put him more on the outside. Run more 4-3, I mean, more of a 4-3 front so that he's on the outside.
I'm a little too married to this whole 3-4 thing.
Yeah, so if he's playing 3-4 defensive end, that's where the double teams come.
Yeah, and that's where the big guys come.
The body breaks down. So I could see them maybe playing more of a – and Rack can go from 3-4 to 4-3 like nobody else can. Man.
Yeah, that's probably a bad take by me just because you're right. We sit here and talk about how Romeo Crennel plays – you know, he's a 3-4 guy. They're in 4-3 personnel, and they're in 4-3 formations.
And you know what they'll do, too?
Time.
Even if they're in 3-4, they'll kind of continue to do what they've always done. They'll move him. They'll stunt him. They'll get him upfield fast so he doesn't have to absorb all those double teams.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, why would you all of a sudden have J.J. Watt occupying two blockers so Bernardrick McKinney can make tackles?
Yep, that doesn't make sense.
That's not what he should be doing. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.